You know, Timmy and I were talking about this morning. He was going through his lesson about grace. And it's hard to speak anything out of Paul's letters without crossing over what somebody else is fixing to talk about. So Timmy talked about that a little bit this morning. But there's one thing I want to get straightened out. There's been some confusion about this. No, marker. That's all right. I'll just say it. Well, I can write it.
Not that you had to.
There was a lot of confusion over time, and it really came to a head last night. But the man in the black suit is Kim's stepdad.
We got to be clear last night.
I actually feel flustered right now.
It all came. It's just. It's gone.
Get in on the joke.
Well, we're at the wedding last night, and of course you see all the people coming in the whatever they call it, where they usher in all the people. And you see the grandparents coming in, and so finally there was the connection that there's this man, and if you go to the Bible conference, you'll have noticed him. He's got really white hair just around the outside, missing all the hair on top, almost like me. He's got the white goatee and the white it's kind of like Jamie's, and he's one of the preachers that you see at the conference. He's from Alabama, and Anna, I will help you out. I never made the connection either for a while, but it was Kim's, you know, Taylor's mom. It was her stepdad, and so she says, "Now she start out with the father, the parents, you know." I said, "The guy in the black suit, that's Kim's stepdad." I just said dad. And she said, wait a minute, you mean the guy right here in this black, yeah, the guy in the black suit, that's Kim's stepdad. And just went on and on.
Because I'm thinking about the conference,
and
whatever.
Oh,
that was her stepdad.
And then it went on to her. I said, yo, Kim, that was, I said, that's her dad. So now you get the joke, okay.
Don't erase it.
Mary kind of came in on it.
Big deal, y'all. Y'all just don't understand.
And then Hank had to straighten her out even on the way home. And then I got on Facebook to kind of help her out. I don't know if she knew that or not. Well, the man in the black suit is Kim's stepdad. Okay. For all of you who don't have any clue on what that is, it's done. Today, hey, we may get you out in time that you could hit the breakfast bar. Because we just had the one psalm, and I don't really think that the lesson today is really that long. But,
we'll believe it when we see it.
That's right. The lesson today is pointed at believers. If you're not a believer in the gospel of Christ, you may not really get this. You may get parts of it because of the analogy I use, but this is strictly pointed basically at us believers and the spiritual side of man and the not spiritual side of man. But when it's time to eat, and did everybody eat a good breakfast when they came in? Anybody eat breakfast when they came in? I didn't. You might be hungry before we leave. Not because we've been here so long, but because of what we're talking about. But when it's time to eat, your body gives you plenty of clues. I mean, you may sit there and you may hear somebody's stomach growl here in a little while. You might hear mine, who knows? Okay? Who gets headaches when they don't eat regularly? Okay? When it's time, you get a headache. I've seen Hunter get like that. He hadn't eaten in a while and his hands just sit there and shake like that, you know. You might get various cravings because of being hungry. But like our physical body, our spiritual body gets hungry too. And it has to be fed. It needs to be fed on a regular basis. I guess the question is going to, as Roy amounts to, is what are you going to feed it? Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm just going to read one verse. Let's read verse 2. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet are ye able, neither yet now are ye able. Now we know this is a picture that Paul is painting. We know that he's not out there with Scotty Mayfield handing out cartons of milk. Okay? We know he's not out there hanging out T-bone steaks. But in a spiritual sense, he is feeding them the truth. The things that has been passed on to him. He is sharing with them the truths of the gospel. And the point was, at this particular passage, was some of the very basic things that they had to understand about salvation and the message that he was delivering. They couldn't even handle that. And they really could not be fed further until they could grasp that. I mean, it's trying to corn on the cob and a T-bone steak and just give it to a baby. Got no clue what to do with it. And if you did, they just choke on it. Okay? That's the same thing with us. Okay? But in your spiritual life, there are things, and I think Timmy touched on this a little bit, that we are given, we are fed. And we didn't have to do it. We had to chew on a thing. Okay? It was automatically given to us. Turn to Romans chapter 3. We're going to touch on a few of these. And I want you to pick them out and tell me which ones they are. This is an interactive lesson. Romans chapter 3. And let's read verse 24. 3:24. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus through the Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. What did we eat? What did we receive? And we didn't have to do anything for it in that verse. Did you have to do anything to be justified? The moment of your belief, you were justified. You did nothing for it. Okay? That is a spiritual blessing. That is a spiritual gift that you received in apart from anything that you did. Turn over to chapter 5. Let's read verse 11. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. What did you receive? We received the atonement. Nothing to do with you. You got it. Turn to chapter 8. Either Reese is having a real good time with my daughter Megan, or Megan is killing her. One of the two. Romans chapter 8 and verse 17. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. What if, in that verse, there's a couple things we receive. What did we receive? We are joint heir and glorified. We receive those freely. Nothing to do with us. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Let's look at verses 3 and 4. Now, Ephesians chapter 1 gives you, I won't say a complete list, but it gives you a large list of everything that we receive as far as spiritual blessings. And we'll just touch on a few of them. Starting in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed, that's past tense, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. What are we? We are holy and without blame. Nothing to do with you. everything to do with him. In chapter, in verse 5, having predestined us, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. Again, had nothing to do with you. We were adopted. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved. We've been accepted. Go to verse 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated, according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Again, something else that we received. We have obtained an inheritance. And down in verse 13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Again, had nothing to do with you. This is something you received. Okay, this is not something that you had to digest, not something you had to chew on. It might be something we need to look at and get an understanding of, but it's not something that we had to do. This is not a complete list. This is just some of the things that we have pointed out. Also, turn to Philippians chapter 3. Look at one more. Kind of covering a wide variety of things. In verse 9 in chapter 3. And being found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. What do we receive? We receive righteousness. Not ours, but His. Okay? And these are some... This is truly wonderful news. We may not be... Maybe we don't comprehend it enough. But this is some wonderful news. And you may get some of the jokes that I say. You may not. You know, if I do this, Hunter understands what I'm talking about. When they were in the service, if there was some type of joke said that, you know, if you didn't get it, you're supposed to put your hand above your head, you know, and somebody come and share it with you later. You know, maybe some of you guys had to go like that with that up there, but I think we explained it. But since now we're talking about what we're feeding ourselves, maybe you'll catch up some of the words I use. But this is truly wonderful news, and we need to chew on that a while, okay? To fully understand it. So what about this spiritual side of this man? What that we have to feed? And you know what? He's going to be fed one way or the other. After all, it is our responsibility. Turn to 1 Timothy. Also, chapter 2. Let's read verse 4. Who will have all men be set to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth? Who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth? What is God's will? What did we just read? He wants all men to be saved. Now, all men aren't going to be saved. We know that because that is a choice. But He wants all men to be saved. And you know what? A lot of times we want to stop right there. I got my ticket punched. I'm on the train. That's all I need. Well, what's the second half of that verse say? And to come unto the knowledge of the truth. That's our responsibility. That's what we have to feed. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You know, there was a time when that was a lot easier. And there will be a time again when that is a lot easier. But chapter 13, let me read verse 8. Charity never faileth. But where there be prophecies, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Does that mean nobody's ever going to learn anything anymore? No, what that is talking about is under that kingdom doctrine, He said, don't worry about what you're going to say. because I will give it to you in the time once you need it. He opened up their eyes and they understood Scripture, what it meant, where it meant. And at the inception of the dispensation of grace, there was still some of that. And as Timmy touched on in Sunday school, in the times of refreshing in the future, the laws will be written in their hearts and they will have full understanding and knowledge. But we don't have that today. You have to feed yourself. Turn to Ephesians 4:11. Now, Paul touched upon this Wednesday night. Ephesians 4:11. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers. I don't know if I consider myself any of those except maybe a teacher. But you know, you're here just this one day. Go home and don't eat the rest of the week, physically. You can't do it. You can't get through the day hardly without having to eat something. Okay? It's the same thing spiritually. If you don't open up the Word and ingest it, learn from it, your spiritual body is suffering. Okay? And if it and when it's not suffering, it's being fed something else. Okay? Just this Sunday morning, Sunday night, maybe Wednesday night is not sufficient. Turn to 2 Timothy. You know this verse? Chapter 2, verse 15. This is our responsibility. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, we always like to read that about the rightly dividing word of truth. And you know what? That's most important. We do need to know how to rightly divide the word of truth. But you know, it says study to show thyself approved. If you're not cracking this book open and looking and reading, I'm talking about just reading a simple verse and take it apart. You're not studying. If you're listening to somebody on the radio, yeah, you can hear what they're saying and you're being edified and you're being enriched with something that he's saying, but how do you know what he's saying is the truth? How do you know what I'm saying is the truth? Just because I'm standing up here behind this little, what we call pulpit or whatever, it doesn't mean I'm telling the truth. You have to crack it open for yourself. You have to study it for yourself. You have to chew on it yourself. Compare it with other scripture and know if it's true or not. So we're going to start painting a picture here. It is our responsibility to feed ourselves. So, you know, what's on your breakfast menu? Here we're going to get into food analogies. What's for lunch? What's for dinner? You know, when you eat a full course meal, or are you just like a bird, maybe just snacking a little bit here and there? Do you have any specials that you're going to provide yourself? I love Lisa's cube steak and gravy, mashed potatoes, green beans, and just don't eat it a lot because there's a lot of carbs, and I'm not one to eat a lot of carbs. But let's say you're going out to eat. And when you step through the door, it doesn't matter whether you're there by yourself or you got six people behind you. What's the first thing they ask you? Well, how many is in your party? Okay. Well, for this time when we're going to eat, there's one of you standing there, but there's two people eating. Okay. So if you have to close your eyes to, you know, I don't know if you've ever done any mechanic work and you're reaching down into a spot where you can't see it. But you know what it looks like. You know, you're trying to put a nut back on a bolt. You're trying to put a bolt in the exhaust header. And I can sit there and I can close my eyes or not. It's just the way my mind works. And I can see it and I can do it without seeing what I'm doing. Sometimes that's what we need to do. Sometimes we just close our eyes and imagine what we're trying to view and do it. So you may need to close your eyes this morning. Don't go to sleep. If you don't need to close your eyes, here we go. We're going to paint this picture. So how many is in your party? Well, like I said, there's one of you standing there, but two people are going to eat. Anybody want to guess who they are? Who are those two people? Even though they're in one body, ready to eat.
Flesh and spirit.
That's right. You got the old man, and you got the new man. And they've come to dine. They're going to be fed one way or the other. Okay? Go to Galatians chapter 3. And I say man, that's generic. We understand that, I think, in Scripture, so you ladies aren't excluded out of this. Nobody is. That's why we're going to read this verse. Chapter 3 and verse 28. Now, I understand what the verse means in its context, but this is just something I want us to know. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ. Now, folks, these are in Christ. And that's why I said this lesson is to those who are believers. We're not male and female. We're not bond or free. We're not Jew or Greek. What we are is old man and new man. Every one of us. Okay? And we're ready to go out to eat. Where do you think we're going to eat at? We're going to the buffet. Maybe you have your favorite buffet. We used to go to China Moon quite a lot over there at Eastgate. But, you know, there's lots of them around. So we're going to paint this picture. The hostess has taken you to your table. You're sitting at your table. You know, what do you want to drink? You've got it set out there, whatever it might be. You know, water, sweet tea, Coke, what have you. And from your vantage point, you can see the buffet lines. And you can see the steam kind of whipping up in the air. Mm-hmm. You can see people scurrying and moving about. You see plates of food going back by you. You begin to smell some of these. Anybody getting hungry? You can smell some of these things that are out there. Okay? Well, it's time for you to eat. So what do? You get up, you go to the buffet, and you see this little sign. What does it say? Yeah, there's another sign. Always use a clean plate. Okay? So you want to start off with a clean plate. You don't want to start with a dirty plate. So now you've got your plate. What do? Well, this is what I do, and I think everybody's just like me. I just don't go to the first thing and go down the line. I walk around, and I look, and I find what I want. This is what I'm going to eat today. No, I'm not going to eat any of that. Yeah, I'm getting some of this. I might come back and get some more of that. Okay? We pick out what we want before we start dishing it out. If you're taking notes, it's fine. You can write these down. If not, you're just going to have to remember them. There's a couple passages I want you to keep in memory. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. And keep your finger there, and also turn to Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. Now, when you walk around the buffet, you know, they always got these little labels. And sometimes you'll see them in red, and that means what? That they're spicy, right? Okay? Well, there's only two colored labels at this buffet, black and white. Okay? There are some things that are labeled in black. There are some things that are labeled in white. Those two passages I just gave you are labels in black. But in the same area that you're looking, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 32, and Colossians 3, 10 through 25, not necessarily a complete list, but these are your white label items. As you walk around the buffet, you're going to see that this is listed with a white label. Now, I'm not going to take the time to read both of those passages. And I encourage you, challenge you, and want you, as you read those, get out of concordance, get out of dictionary, and look up what each and every one of those things actually mean. Okay? Sometimes we'll read over the word lasciviousness. Anybody got any idea what that is? Okay. We read some words that, well, it's in a list with a bunch of other bad words, so it has to be something bad, right? Okay? And that's, take the time to go through and write that stuff down and know what they mean. Okay? But here we go. It's time to eat. We come along, we've got our plate or plates, and we come up to the first pan. And you'll find this pan also in Galatians chapter 5. It's got a black label on it. And it's a big old steamy hot pot of adultery. Sure looks good. It's moist. Tender. Man, do I want to get some of that? And man, you know, there's another pan right beside it. And it's just, it looks really good. And it looks sweet and glistening. And it's a pan of fornication. Again, somebody's going to eat here, one way or the other. You notice another pan, and it's got a white label on it. And this pan is marked holiness. All these little sweet-looking, delicate morsels in this pan. You come across another pan, and it's kindness. And it's one of those real thick slices. And you're still pondering, what am I going to dish up on my plate? You come across another pan, it's got a black label to it. It's idolatry. You know, those wonderful little frozen bits. And you come across another pan, it's got a white label to it. And it's called humbleness. And you notice that the pan's still full. Not a whole lot of people eating that. You come across another pan, it's labeled, it's black, and it's lasciviousness. And man, you really love those. If you understand some of the words, if the meaning of some of these words, sometimes when I explain what it is, it kind of tells you what it is in the description. Then you come across another pan, it's called heresies. And these are those little white ones. Can anybody get that? Heresy is like gossiping, lying. You know, and this is just those little white ones. We did that at Grace, and they missed a lot of them. Even when it gets over, I may tell you another one that they missed. But you come up to another pan. It's got a white label to it. Steam is wafting up, and you sit there, and it's long-suffering. And you know what? It looks like it's seasoned to perfection. Some time was spent on this. You come across another pan, it's a black label, and it's emulations. Everyone brags about how good this stuff is. You come across another pan, and it's got a white label, and it's called meatness. Those innocent little bites. Man, everything looks so good. Because it does. Why? Because the old man is standing there ready to eat, and the new man is standing there ready to eat. So you pick your, you have your plate, and you begin to fill your plate. Now before you know it, your plate's full. Well, that's okay. I'll come back a second time, get a clean plate, or a third. Because you know it's a buffet, and it's all you can eat for a set price. And when we leave there, we're going to be gorged, one way or the other. You've eaten your fill, and I can't decide. I haven't told you what's on a plate. You're the one who decides that. Okay? But you're sitting down and you've eaten your fill, plus some, and the waitress comes along and gives you your bill. And after sitting there and wiping down, finishing your drink, whatever it is, you decide you're going to go up and you're going to pay your bill. And as you're standing in line, you notice the people out in front of you also waiting to pay their bill. Or you see some people at the head of the line that the smiles that are on their face the joy that you see and the happiness, and they walk out of there beaming. And yet you notice other people that they're happy, but not quite as much as the other people were. And then you notice other people who hand the bill to the register people, and they're just kind of not real happy, but not real sad. You notice other people who seem to have frowns on their faces, maybe frustration, stress, disgust upon. You can see when people are kind of fed up with something. You see other people up there who are just flat out broken down and crying. And they're distraught. You say, man, I wonder how much their bill was. They didn't have enough money or what? And as you're sitting there, it's about your time, and you look up on the wall and you see the price sheet. And you notice all these white labels. It says, all white labeled food. Free. All the black label food, and there's your price list. Ain't none of it cheap. And you're sitting there, oh man, I just got a bill for one buffet. And you, as you're preparing yourself to give the ticket to people to register, you're there, how are they going to know what I ate? And so as you hand the bill to them, you look up and you say to them, do you want to know what I ate? And they look back at you and say, we already know what you ate. They ring your bill up. Now, I can't say what your bill is. Only you know. You might have walked out there scot-free. You may have had to call the bank and take out a loan. Maybe it's just a normal bill for you. I don't know. It's not something that, I didn't fix your plate. You didn't fix mine. I'm not going to pay your bill. You're not going to pay mine. But when this bill comes due, it's just not paid by you. I'll give you an example. Now, my folks got divorced when I was quite young. And I don't know all the ramifications of who, what, when, where's, and why's. And frankly, I probably don't want to know. But did the bill just stop with my dad and my mom? No. I paid. My kids paid. Because as they're growing up, my mom is, we call her Mimi. Well, who's Mimi? Well, that's my mom. Well, then, who's Papaw got away? Well, that's Grandma. So you have to explain what is going on, okay? And it started off with dishing up something out of a black label. And that bill will go on and on and on. But only you can decide what you put on your plate. You have to think about that. Maybe you fed that new man. Maybe you fed that old man, or maybe you fed both. I'm going to be realistic. I can speak for me. I think I'm probably speaking for most. I think most of us feed both of them. There are times that we feed the old man a little more than we feed the new man. Maybe days like today, we're in here, we're reading God's Word, we're studying a little bit. The new man gets a little extra food than over what the old man does. But you have to decide. And you have to look at it, and you know what? I know the grass always looks green on the other side of the fence. But you still got to mow it. You still got to weed eat it. Can you afford to pay the price? Turn to 1 Timothy. I'll close with this. Timothy 4:6. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, that's not the right verse. There's no way. What do you want with this? If this is where you get your food, and you get it today, this morning. And that's all you get. Are you going to be able to withstand? Are you going to be able to survive till next Sunday? Probably not. I mean, go home and eat lunch, and then don't eat again till next Sunday lunch, and see how well you fare. It's not going to happen. And I know, sounds like I'm preaching at you. I'm preaching at me. Okay? And you young adults and kids, I know that, man, you're just like a parent. But you know what? I said the same thing that you're saying right now to people that are as young as I am still. But you know, there's wisdom that comes out of our... Sometimes there's wisdom that comes out of our mouth. Okay? And I'll pick on Hunter because he's here again. And I really was trying to give him some good advice. You know, he had a little Honda Civic. Got 38 miles to the gallon. And he liked the car. But that newness wore off and he wanted something else. So he went and got a little Toyota pickup. And he gets about half the gas mileage that a Honda did. And right now, he's sitting there saying to himself, literally said, "Dad, man, I'm going to do something. This gas is killing me." I said, "Son, I tried to tell you. But you know, sometimes we don't want to listen." God is doing the same thing. He is giving us some instructions. And He is trying to save us from some pain. Are you going to listen? Are you going to go up to that buffet line and eat the white items? Or are you going to go up to that buffet line and eat the black items? Because you know, they all look good. But they ain't all good for you.